Media Matters with Marie Buskey and Marty Gibson.
Right here on Reality Check Radio.
Hey everyone, it is Marie here from Media Matters, and of course with me is my brother from another mother, my Matawai twin, Marty Gibson. How are you, Marty?
Good, thank you, Marie.
Happy New Year to you too. 2025, here we are.
Ah.
So I want to know, did you manage to do a full detox over the summer break, or were you like me and did a LED, a light media detox, and sort of dipped your toe in from time to time?
Yeah, pretty hard not to follow what's happening in the States. So a lot of what I've been consuming media-wise has been pertaining to America, and to a lesser extent, just watching Christopher Luxon and scratching my head. But yeah, no, I haven't read a paper in that time, he said proudly.
Yeah, well, do you think he may have actually heard the David Brent comparison? He decided his New Year's resolution was like, oh, let's throw caution to the wind and embrace my inner Gervais. Because I swear he's got more David Brent as the new year started. Am I missing something?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, the drums are starting to beat, whether there's anything in it or not. The rumours swirling that there's a bit of mutiny in the ranks of the National Party, and that Willis is being prepared to be. And the funny thing is that it really does fit in well with The Office. I mean, it's a lot easier to understand if you've watched the Ricky Gervais British version of The Office. But Nicola Willis is Brent to Gareth to Luxon, or Lardern, as I am fond of calling him these days. Lardern's David Brent. So you know, it's hard to see that as being a step in the right direction.
As I said to you over on X the other day, it's certainly making, I haven't written the first episode of Kiwi Farm yet for 2025, but a very clear picture is beginning to form in my mind around that. And these are all the things that we're going to have a good old chew fat over and talk about this year. And there is, it's never a shortage, is there? There's never a shortage of information, both here in New Zealand and overseas. And firstly, you mentioned before the US. I have to admit, I got up to watch the inauguration, and for the first time in many, many years, I started to get these little butterflies of hope that this absolute clown world, this crazy, insane, cultural hot mess that we've been living in for the last, you know, intensely since 2016, there is a light at the end of that tunnel. I mean, do you get that feeling or not?
Yeah, I get the feeling, and I get the same reflex as you, that, oh, watch out for the hopium. You know, and understanding that there'll be some rigging there somewhere. And I mean, you know, there I was just going through his picks, and there are some great people. I'm already seeing some of the fantastic stuff they're doing, particularly the ICE.
Tom Homan,
yeah. I mean,
well,
and
that's
every time
who Trevor Loudon was super excited about. That was Trevor's number one pick, was Tom Homan.
Yeah, right. Well, you can see why. He just has that way of resetting back to reality. They're like Wonder Woman bracelets, you know, they'll sort of lob him this sort of, but won't someone think of the children question? And he'll just lob it back to them. Look, if I get arrested for DUI and I've got a child in my car, I don't get to stay with that child. So,
JD Vance too. He's pushed back. I don't care about that. You know, with CBS? You know, isn't it refreshing to actually see politicians leading?
Yeah, look, I mean, the longer, the more Milei achieves in socialism-screwed Argentina, and the more of Biden's diapers that Trump cleans out of the cities and the Oval Office, the, you know, the more weak, unprincipled, ineffective, effeminate, unimaginative, and patter-caking around the edges Luxon's going to look. And I think that, I mean, the challenge for people who are on the side that at the moment appears to be in ascendancy is, you know, as we've talked about before, to maintain that humanity and understand that that's just the door opening for us to go through it. And what going through it involves is demanding that power be brought back to the lowest possible center of decision-making, devolution, as we call it.
But it also, too, for me, was a perfect example of the power of democracy.
Yeah. And how much people on the left actually hate democracy.
It's like, oh, careful, your authoritarian roots are showing. Yeah, there's been a lot of that. And also just looking at the United Kingdom, because you and I talked about this last year. I mean, have you been following the polls over there? I mean, the United Kingdom was the outlier. But then isn't that a really salient lesson that if you vote for a change for change's sake, the change you're going to get isn't always necessarily better than what you had. But also, too, I can understand why the British went that way. They had 15 years of the Conservatives. Most of what we're seeing now happened on the Conservatives' watch. So, I mean, they're not squeaky clean in any of these things that are going on. And yet, what you have is this political phoenix rising out of the ashes and Nigel Farage. And, of course, now you've got lots of lefties wringing their hands and shaking them in the air and freaking out because this is this rise of populism. And, you know, is there concerning parallels that sometimes populist candidates can actually turn sour and not be the best? Of course there is. I think that's a risk in any democracy. But it shows that actually when the people find their voices, they will use them. And I think they're finding them now. The censorship is gone. They're starting to actually speak up. And as you said, those on the left absolutely hate it.
Well, I mean, it's poor timing for Jacinda Ardern's hagiography. I mean, and the comments on the various reviews and coverages of the little junkets to promote it are just withering. But you know, New Zealand's media has been, I mean, in as much as I've followed it, it's been just dreadful around Trump, not the least because there are no pro-Trump voices in it. Mm. And if you don't have those, all you're left with is this sort of parody version of who he is and what he's doing. Mm. And yeah, they're kind of cutting their own throats in a lot of ways because, I mean, you could argue that Hosking is pro-Trump because he did write something saying, oh, he's, you know, doing some good things, but he's nuts. And it's kind of like, yeah, it's not really the same. Mm. It's not really teasing out what is going on. And what's going on is that devolution. In Trump's case, it's stepping out of this neo-feudalist unelected technocratic hell that we're being shepherded into and a revival of nationalism. I mean, if Lardern was more primarily concerned with doing what's right for New Zealand rather than what's right for the next step of his career, now he's got Prime Minister on his CV, he wants to join some of those big boys clubs. So he's not going to take that opportunity that any leader who had New Zealand's best interests at heart, whatever their political leaning, we've got $30 billion of liability for our little climate things to get James Shaw's clappy claps. And it's been kicked down the road. And all these politicians have gone, yeah, okay, we'll include agriculture. I want to be seen to be doing what's right because the polling shows blah, blah, blah. And the media is absolutely all on board with it. Any prime minister who had New Zealand's best interests at heart would say, hey, look, you know, we had a rush of shit to the brains. We put our primary produce in as part of our Paris Accord commitments, despite the fact that food production, specifically a debt, is exempt. We did it because, well, we've got this, we had this guy and he was raised by lesbians, and so he kind of is, I don't know, he's, maybe he's got a little, he's a little bit of a people pleaser and he wanted to be approved of, and so he wrecked our economy for the sake of a bit of clapping and a bit of moral high ground. But, you know, we're just going to take that out. We're not going to withdraw completely. I mean, I'd withdraw completely, but but we'll take that out because really, you know, if we spend even $1 billion on making sure that fresh water hits the oceans in absolute pristine state, full of life, then we'll make, you know, we'll make more money on our fishing, and it'll frankly do more for the environment than sending that $30 billion to corrupt developing nuclear-armed nations via some of the world's most corrupt ever financial markets with 60 to 95% fraud.
And you've got all this and more, of course, with Media Matters, which is going to be back next week. So we're very excited about it. It's going to drop on Thursday, which is Waitangi Day. Very auspicious day, I think, that we're going to be dropping our first Media Matters, Marty. And remember, actually, if you're out there and you've heard this little teaser now and you're thinking, oh, I've missed the big guy. I've missed the big guy too. We've had we've been texting each other and had the odd phone call over the summer break, but I've been getting chicken reports, actually. He sends me chicken run Dickens reports, so I'm happy. Send us a text. 2057 is the text number, or inbox at realitycheck.radio, and let us know what you want to hear about for the first show. If you get that into Liz over the next little bit, we can take a look and add that into our mix for the first one.
It's a bit like popping the cork on a bottle of champagne then putting your thumb over it to
stop the flow.
Stop it coming out, isn't it? Just
I know, we've got so much to talk about, but we thought we'd give you a little taster and a teaser today. We're looking forward to be getting back on track. And I'm looking forward to writing my first Kiwi Farm, so... Hey, Marty.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
We'll catch up next week. Yeah, thanks everybody. And we will hopefully see you, fingers crossed see you, but definitely talk to you next week. Take care.
Hope this finds you well. Hope you had a great break. Send us, hey, I've said this before, but I really mean it. If there's something you see in the news that you think we should talk about, send it in.
Yep, 2057 is the text. Inbox at realitycheck.radio is the email. Thanks, Marty.
See you next week.
Media Matters with Marie Buskey and Marty Gibson.
Right here on Reality Check Radio.